As you listen to God's servant Tayo Ladajo, may the vision of the finish and of God's high calling for the church be further increased in your heart to inspire accurate lifestyle and orchestrate the outbreak of the Spirit of God in the earth. Be blessed in Jesus' name.
The Lord is making you a pillar. You're emerging as pillars. You need to become pillars. It takes a lot. They've been beaten on all sides to build stamina in you, because you're going to be holding weight. Praise God. You'll be positioned at strategic point. The weight will lean on you. Praise God. And you know, when weight will lean on you, God must make sure you are dead. Otherwise, you will be surrounded by people who are vulnerable. You can take advantage of them. Praise God. You will be entrusted with the wealth of nations, and you must use it to fulfill God's righteous intent. In the place of your building, your making, your training, what you have become now is a dragon slayer. That's what you have become. What you have become now is a conqueror of territories. That is your spiritual stamina, and that is ingrained in your DNA. And the Lord wants me to tell you, you don't look down on yourself. Don't regard and consider yourself to be what man called you. You must answer only to the name that Yahweh calls you. Praise God. The Lord is doing a new thing. He's doing a new thing. He's swinging doors open. He's giving you faith to possess territories. You're stepping into the era of miracles, when the Lord will turn water into wine. The Lord is declaring you're coming into a season where you will be witnessing the limit of man. You know, the limit of man, it's an opportunity for God's intervention to be brought in. Let somebody shout hallelujah. This is the hour of your emergence. Let someone say, this is the hour of my emergence. And the Lord wants you to know that great grace is being released in the heavenlies. And great grace would catapult you to the place of greatness and the place of influence towards your generation. You're coming into your home. The trumpet of Jubilee is being blared. The announcement of the day of the Lord is being declared and decreed over your life. Praise God. Let me do this. I'm not going to take it too far. Let me just do it quickly. I trust God to do this quickly. In the same token, the Lord is speaking over Nigeria. Nigeria, you are not forgotten. Nigeria, you are not neglected. God's covenant over this nation, Nigeria, is irrevocable. Praise God. The hand of the Lord is upon the nation, and the counsel of God are true and faithful. Praise God. You see, sometimes things don't happen as we expected. The time of the last election, many of us Nigerians were disappointed. But you know, God is never taken unaware. And we must know that. And God is at the center of it all. It doesn't matter who emerge as president, as governors, as leaders. Everybody, there is God at the center. If God has not allowed anything, nothing will happen. But let me tell you what God is up to. This is what many of us think. That one righteous man will become the president of Nigeria and change everything. Why the majority, the great majority of the citizenry remain in their rebellion, their wickedness, their selfishness. Let the righteous man just change the economy and build infrastructure why the Nigerian people continue in their selfish interest and lawlessness. Heaven is saying it does not work that way. And maybe Nigerians need to hear that. That it does not work that way. You can't continue to create chaos on the street and create chaos on the road and create chaos in the nation and expect only one man to do the change as Oga on top. What do you call it? Oga at the top. It doesn't work like that. Praise God. And so therefore, God is doing a work of systematic alteration and change of Nigerian nation. The Lord is buying for time. He will sanitize this nation. You know the reason for the shaking? The reason for the shaking is to generate friction and heat so that we, the citizen, we will begin to review our ways. You know how change is going to happen? God will change the culture. Praise God. God will do what? Change the culture. The culture of impunity. I don't mean the politician alone. I mean the people. God will change the culture. God will change our mentality. If the culture changes and the mentality shifts, maybe not entirely, but to an appreciable degree, you know what's going to happen? There'll be shift in the heavens. There'll be political shift. The constitution will change. The leadership will change. Let me tell you something. When God aspires a leader, he can't spend one extra second. When God aspires a regime, and that's what I sense concerning this particular administration. Heaven is counting time.
Thank you for listening to this timely word of the Lord.